She's really scared. That's my conscience talking. He's been beating on the door for the past couple of minutes, but I've only just heard him over the racket in my head. Why wouldn't she be telling the truth? I swallow, forcing back stomach acid. She likes me. Fuck knows why. I force myself to come up with an apology. Being scared makes me more of an asshole than usual. It sounds weak in the silence afterwards, but I don't know what else to say.
You bet, she says tightly. Go back to bed, Bob. I won't bother you again tonight. Sweet dreams.
I wake up with the early morning light from the window as it streams in across my face. One of my arms is lying over the edge of the bed, and the other is twisted around someone's shoulders. What the fuck? I think fuzzily. It's Ramona. She's curled up against me on top of the sheets, sleeping like a baby. She's still wearing her glad rags, her hair a wild tangle. My breath catches with fear, or lust, or guilt, or maybe all three at the same time. Guilty, fearful lust. I can't make up my mind whether I want to gnaw my arm off at the shoulder, or ask her to elope with me. Eventually, I work out a compromise. I sit up, slowly pulling my arm out from under her. How do you take your coffee?
Huh?
She opens her eyes.
Oh, hi.
She looks puzzled.
Where am I? Oh.
Mild annoyance.
I take it black and strong.
She yawns, then rolls over and begins to sit up. Yawns again.
I need to use your bathroom.
She looks displeased, and it's not just her eyeliner running. Somehow she looks older, less inhumanly perfect. The glamour's still there, masking her physical shape, but what I'm seeing now is unfogged by implanted emotional bias. Be my guest. I walk over to the filter machine and start prodding at it, trying to figure out where the sachet of coffee goes. My head's spinning. How did you get in here?
Don't you remember?
No.
Well, that makes two of us,
she says as she closes the door. A moment later, I hear the sound of running water and realize too late that I need to use the bathroom too. Oh, great. There was the whatever the fuck you call it with the predator, Mark, and she needed me to... I try not to think too closely about it. I remember that much. How the hell did she get in here? I ask myself. I get the coffee maker loaded and go prod my tablet PC. It's sitting where I left it last night, with a clear line of sight on the door and window, and it's still up and running. I look too closely, and the ward tries to bite me between the eyes, but misses. Good. So then I go and inspect the other wards I put on the door by opening it and gingerly pulling in the Do Not Disturb sign. The silver diagram, sketched on the sign using a conductive pencil and a drop of blood, shimmers at me. It's still live. Anyone other than me who tries to get past it is going to get a very unpleasant surprise. Finally, as the coffee maker begins to spit and burble, I check the seal on the window. My mobile phone, the real one, the Trio with a Java countermeasure suite and the keyboard and all the trimmings, not the bullet-firing fake, is still propped up against it. I glance up and down, then shake my head. There are no holes in the walls and ceiling, which means Ramona can't be here. The place is about as secure as a hotel room can be, stitched up tighter than Angleton's ass. I don't want to hurry you or anything, but I need the toilet too, I call through the door.
Okay, okay, I'm nearly ready.
She sounds annoyed.
Are you sure you don't remember how you got in here?
I add.